it is Diaper Perv, and today's video is 5 things that adult babies are not, and 5 things that adult babies are. And we've got baby Donnie.
Woohoo! Hi.
And over here we have my friend Ashley.
Hi!
Who doesn't know anything about ABs or DLs or the lifestyle. Is this your first time in the nursery?
Yeah.
It is, and you've stayed here and we've just never really talked about it. Like, you've seen my YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so
cool. Educational.
Yeah.
So this is fascinating.
Ashley's gonna get educated.
Yep. Okay, so number one, adult babies are not a drain on society. Now, why do you think people think that they don't want responsibilities or anything?
Well, I think with the name adult baby, you know, it has an adult in it, but baby, you want to have
baby.
No response. Babies don't have responsibilities. They don't have jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, you can pretend, but
also, I don't know if you guys remember this, but, like, years ago, there was some kind of, like, night, you know, like those night channel, like night news channel, and they featured an adult baby. But they made him seem like he cannot, like,
hold a job.
Yeah, like, do anything in life. This is just like, he just lives in diapers all day and, like, has somebody come over and feed him, like, that kind of.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the media slanted it.
Yeah. But the media does try to spin, show only that part and that part only. So number two, adult babies are not unhygienic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some stinky boys and girls out there.
There's a lot of people that who are stinky that don't wear diapers.
Wear diapers.
Yes. Yes, I have smelled them.
Yeah. I definitely. But yeah, I mean, I think that people have that misconception because of people using diapers during play, and they think that that is in somewhat in a way that's unhygienic, is like they're just gonna. If that's like a precursor to saying, well, if you can't do that, you're not going to be able to brush your teeth or, like, wash your hands.
Oh, I see the correlation. They think if they can't hold in, like, their, you know, fluids down here, they can't do a basic thing like put on deodorant.
Right.
Or wash their hair.
I mean, granted, I don't even wear deodorant. I don't like deodorant. I like that smell.
What about, like, also, you know, because there's a lot of people who associate, like, adult diapers with, like, the elderly.
True.
Oh.
So, like, you walk into an elderly place, and then there is a smell from the diaper.
It smells.
So,
like,
I think a lot of times people will associate that.
Yep.
No, we don't use those type of diapers. We use good quality diapers.
In a pinch, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Pass me a diaper. we don't use those cheap, thin hospital diapers. Okay, these are thick and quality items.
Diapers.
Show us yours.
Mine? Okay.
Yeah. We're bougie.
Yeah. These are cute little diapers, little, like, mouse or something on a hot air balloon.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, those are cute. Okay, number three.
Yeah.
Adult babies are not sexual deviants. I mean...
Don't look at me.
I don't know who to look at.
How do you even define that? I think everybody has... Anybody who thinks differently from somebody else, they'll think that person's deviant.
Yes, that is true.
Because they're deviating from the norm.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, just people who are, like, into feet.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's their just thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that a deviance? No, I think it's just something that you just like.
But some people might think it is, or
they can think really anything they want, really. But, and that's the whole joy about being in America, is we're able to have those opinions. But,
yeah. Yes, and we're able to express ourselves.
Yeah, we're in diapers.
Number four, adult babies are not all abused or traumatized from in childhood.
Yeah.
There might be some that are.
Or it could be a coping mechanism, even if you don't have any trauma.
Could be therapy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that really helps me out too. Like I'm saying, like, having my little time, I need it to be driven, my porn person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't have my little time, it's like it's really hard for me to really perform and do a lot of these things where I'm like, I have to be the big boy, I have to be like dom top, you know, guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
But, like, I could play it because I'm able to get what I need.
So you're saying it creates like balance.
Yes.
Balance, yeah. So important. And even though, like, this is his escape, right? I need my balance too. Every week I have to, like, go on a hike with my dogs in the wilderness and disappear for 3 hours. And that's part of my balance as well. So everyone's got something. So number five, adult babies cannot separate fantasy from reality. I think it's also the media that kind of portrays, like, oh, this person's in this headspace and they can't get out of it and they're not in control of it.
Yeah, that sounds like a medical, like disability if that happens, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, we only have from our own personal experiences, but I most of the littles that I've met, I mean, majority, to say all, I will say, haven't had that issues that I've seen. I'm sure there are some littles out there, but I don't know. I think that, like we were talking before, the adult baby thing is, you're an adult too, so, like, you have to handle business. Diapers, like we're saying, they're not cheap. So right. It's like, you gotta pay your bills.
That's
you
know? True. They so are like, cheap. This lifestyle isn't cheap. If you wanna, like, fully immerse yourself and buy, like, an adult crib and all the accoutrements and all the new clothing.
So it's not the escapism people think that it is.
Well, I guess it is, but it's not as, like, fully involved. Like,
right.
If I'm in little mode and I'm sucking my thumb and something happens, I could be like, what the, you know, like, I could react. I don't, like, stay a little, like, oh, no, mommy, please help me. Or
right,
you know.
Yeah, you're not trapped in that headspace.
Right, I can switch in and out really, really easy. But that's just my own personal thing, and I think that's, like, how I show my little side normally. People don't know that I'm a little, but once I explain it to them, they're like, oh, this makes total sense.
Number six. Is adult babies are not a threat to others and especially not to kids.
They ain't trying to steal your husband.
Have you ever tried to steal somebody's husband?
They try to steal me. I don't pull anybody, they pull me.
Have I ever tried to steal somebody's husband?
I think there's a lot of people who think, like, they look at threats like that as in, like, they're gonna get forced to convert to a specific family.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. I see that one, too.
Yeah, or, like, are danger to your children.
Physically, yeah.
As in, they're not. They want to
kidnap nobody,
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have no desire to, like, diaper children. Like,
no.
No.
I'm all about consent. Yeah, I mean, role plays are role plays, you know, but at the end of the day, you have safe words.
It's all about consensual.
Yes, because we are a part of the kink community, so we do play with a lot of those rules in mind.
And age play is, you know, it could be a taboo thing. I mean, granted, but age plays a lot of things. So you could say, like, the whole scenario of, like, cheerleader or babysitter and the dad, you know, like, oh, that's a hot, you know, a younger chick. That's age play. You know, that is age play. It's a consenting adult and she's dressing up like that to, like, play out a scene. Totally get it. And same with us. It's like we're just playing a different scene. And it's dress up.
And for the most part, the ABDL community, I find it, like, self-regulates itself. Like, it calls out bad behaviors.
Yeah.
If someone does something out of line that's, like, in public or, you know, can expose
other people. It's almost like your reputation is at stake in this community.
It's already bad enough with the media, so I feel like everyone is very vigilant in making sure that we all behave. And
for instance, like, when littles will dress up or, like, have, like, a bottle, like, in public or something, and I'm like, I don't know about that, bro.
I honestly think we're, like, more vigilant than a lot of the other
communities.
I'm not saying, like, we're better or anything like that, but we try to be more aware because I see more people, like, showing off other kinks in public a lot,
like,
more.
Leather gear or puppy gear or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting shame on shame.
Not at all, but or even just like DNS dynamics, like
collars and stuff that I've seen too.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about the six things that adult babies are, which is the opposite of all the points we just covered.
That is.
Adult babies are, number one, productive members of society from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go out into the community, you will meet, I mean, you probably already know people in your life that have a kink and they just keep it secret and you have no idea what that is, but they could be your accountant, your doctor, your lawyer, your the person who pumps your gas, the cashier.
If you're Morgan.
Your coworker.
Your coworker. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And there's and it's a lot of like in the baseline of things I'm thinking in the background of my head is like our sexual lives or our personal lives, I should say, are no one else's business unless we choose to give them that information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless you're going to be sharing that information or whatever, it's, you know, you probably won't know that your, you know, podiatrist or something is a little, you know, or something.
Right. Or chooses diapers as their underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, from my experience from like doing sessions all these years and just being in the community and meeting a lot of people, like it's a true reflection of our society. Like...
So, like, women, men,
old people.
Different sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Body types. Whatever. Yeah, right. I mean, there could be people, like, I've met a few littles in wheelchairs, too. You know? It's like, it doesn't matter. Everybody. Everybody.
It's an equal opportunity king.
Yeah. And I like that about it.
Yeah.
Because that's when we see people at Capcom, like, we'll talk in another discussion, but, like, you know, it just makes it a little bit more like we're all part of. Well, I'm just saying it's like we're all part of this whole thing called ABDL.
Right.
Like, and it's just awesome to see the different facets of it and that how we all are like contributing to it and how we're all unique in our own ways, but we're all together in that camaraderie.
Oh my goodness, that is so touching. It almost makes me believe in community again.
Anyways,
it almost makes me want to go to Capcom. All right, number two, adult babies care about hygiene for the most part. I mean, there are people that aren't adult babies or aren't DLs and they don't care about hygiene, but yeah.
And it's also like a sanitary practice. Like, you know what I mean? You're handling bodily fluids.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to be a little bit more vigilant. I would guess.
Yes.
You get E. coli poisoning or something. Right. You know, like.
Because I mean, bodily fluids.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big thing there. So you got to be careful. It's like, just make sure you wash your hands and, you know, don't eat food right away.
Oh, yeah. People I know that mess, they're so, like, anal about cleaning.
Yeah.
And making sure everything is, like, contained properly. And the thing with diapers is that everything is contained in the diaper. That's the good thing about
Go jump in the shower.
The quality of these is that it contains it inside. It's not like all over the place.
Right.
Like that would be worse if they're just
that'd be a horrible cleanup.
Yeah. Like I'm also into omurashi. So I mean that's worse because it's not contained.
Well, yeah.
I don't even have any idea what that even
means. Exactly.
This is also like a whole level of education.
Oh, okay. Good. So what is my biggest site? I need to pee. Exactly. That is what it is.
I've never heard of that name.
The Japanese term.
Omurashi.
Omurashi.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I like that desperation thing too, because that's hot.
Number three, adult babies are not all sexual.
True.
And even the ones that are sexual, sometimes when they're wearing or they're in little space, it's not sexual for them. And it fluctuates just like everything else. Just like someone with a rope fetish or bondage, it may not be sexual for them. It might just be cathartic or a release.
I mean, I'm part of a spanking group, and so I'll go to spanking events, and some of these guys, they don't want to have sex after they get to spanking me, or I'm spanking them, and they don't want me to, like, play with their hole or something. I'm like, okay, like, I get it, like, let me know, like, I'm not going to go there if, you know, you're not comfortable, but for me, yeah, like, this is a foreplay thing, like, please spank my butt, and then start putting fingers on me. Yeah.
So I think, like, I'm not speaking on behalf of the mainstream community, but I think this is where kind of like a lot of people would get it kind of blurred. Like, does the diaper thing lead to sex? Like, you know, most people in their mind, anything sex related, ends up leading to some kind of intercourse or some kind of like,
For me, yes, I am very sexual little. But there are those out there, they don't want to have sex at all. They just want that feeling of, like, lost control, just being cute and coloring, which I'm all about that, but I'm like, I'm going to color a wiener here and fucking, like, some weird shit, you know? So, like, that's where I go.
Yeah.
But I'm on the different spectrum.
But I feel like she has a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, in non-ABDL, in, like, vanilla stuff, the point is sex.
Right,
of
and like
and
some kind of like release of orgasm.
Right.
Like it has to come to some kind of,
yeah,
you know, and then you know it's completed.
Mm-hmm. Right, and with ABDL, it is not at
all. It can
all.
Be extended out for, like, chastity would also help,
yeah,
too with that. Or just tease and denial and,
yeah,
like, constantly just hoarding. Like, the diaper is, like, always there and, like, feeling it wet and everything hot, like, in the warm. It's giving that sensation in the crotch area. So, like, it constantly is exciting, constantly exciting to where it's, like, overstimulation in some sort of way. But yet you're, like, nope, you can't do anything. Like,
so it's like, not just a physical pleasure. It's also a mental pleasure.
Yes.
Yes. And emotional. Emotional,
yeah, true,
is a big one.
Because I think cuddling too is a big thing for me too after,
right,
I play. Like, I really like to cuddle,
yeah,
and just like feel like that body contact for,
yeah,
for that's for me though.
Right. Yeah. And I guess for me as the top, like the role play itself and just being me, but a different aspect of me comes out. That is very emotional. Number four, adult babies are varied in their childhood experiences. So, yeah, just like everything else, some people have great childhood, some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people might have things that they need to work on, but it may not be related to diapers at all.
Very true. Yeah, I mean, past experiences, it could be a vague thing too, because I remember as a kid playing house a lot and always wanting to be the baby. And my family was big into the church scene, so like they always had like the after church services, like the parents would like be in one area, the kids would just go play, and like we'd have like a whole nursery and like daycare area set up on the ground, so we would just play house in there, and they'd have diapers there, and like it would, that's how I, my past experiences molded me into what you see before you today.
And it's a progression too,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
It definitely is. And it's a lot of, like, acceptance and self-love.
I think that's, like, a, you know, with people who are, like, spanking,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot of people who are spanked as children,
mm-hmm,
you know, and they either really up for it, or some,
mm-hmm,
still enjoy being spanked,
mm-hmm,
but it has nothing to do with their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The spanking thing's also, like, lost control. I don't know. A lot of it's, like we said, mental. So it's
right,
like,
and there's,
you
know, so many different aspects and so many different layers, and it's something different for everybody. And I think the thing is, you can't just lump like adult babies as this is what it is,
right,
because the spectrum is so huge and different for every person, and it fluctuates sometimes,
mm-hmm,
minute by minute on what you're into or what you want to experience. Number six, adult babies are parents and caregivers. And
grandparents,
yeah,
and they have regular lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the media shows like ABDLs as, oh, they're dangerous and unstable and they shouldn't be around kids and they can't control themselves, where in reality they do have jobs of all sorts, and a lot of them are parents themselves.
Basically, the person who is an adult baby has nothing to do with the children.
Right.
No, not at all. And most adults are cognitive enough to make that separation of, you know, my own adult playtime,
mm-hmm,
and, hey, I have responsibilities,
right,
in life,
right,
now.
Clear compartmentalization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries.
Yes. So don't believe everything you see in the media or how the media tries to spin us as. I can't really say us because I'm not one.
They're doing it for viewers. I get it.
Of course.
But
of course.
That's why they don't show really good news on the news, because they're not going to get as many views. It's like, oh, 5-car pileup today and, you know, all these flames on the freeway or something. That's going to get a lot more views.
That's true. So please question the media and their intentions of how they want to portray certain people. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and thank you for Ashley for learning.
Yeah,
this is very interesting. Thank you for the education.
Bye, guys.
Bye.